If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm your girl, Just Pam.
Oh, and I'm Lunel. Shit, I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, I am so excited that Lunel is here.
She, are you?
Oh, my God. Am I? Listen, Gigi done flew in today.
Yes.
From Atlanta. Everybody was like, Lunel is coming.
Oh, honey.
Very
and we went live right
one.
Before this, and people were like, Lunel? Oh, my God. So, thank you.
Highly well, anticipated. Yes.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
And you've been, I mean, I know you've had a whirlwind of a week, so congratulations. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
To being on Broadway.
Yes.
Cheers
in
to
Chicago.
That.
Yes. I love that. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank
cheers.
You. Wait, I'm drinking water.
Okay. We can't do that. That's a bad luck for us.
Right. Oh, I was going to say that's kind of bad luck.
That may change.
Okay.
That part.
I need to hydrate.
I believe you may. So what was the experience like?
Well, I described it this way. For those listeners and viewers who are not familiar, I started out in theater before I ever did comedy. So I have a love for the theater. I grew up watching theater. That's what really gave me the bug to want to be in entertainment at all. Being able to get back on a theater stage, not doing comedy, to be on a theatrical stage on Broadway after so many years of just talking shit and doing stand-up and film and television, the way it felt like I was nervous, like I was about to see an old boyfriend that I really loved.
Aww.
And to see if he still loved me.
That's what it felt like. That's a great experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Tamron Hall knew about your background in theater, and that's why she surprised you.
Yeah, I thought she was going to give me tickets. I was happy with tickets. And then she said, you know, they would offer me the role of, the person who introduces the show, welcomes the audience, and I got to do the curtain call and everything like that. And my daughter was there, and she's a professional dancer. Mm-hmm. Flew my nephew in. He's a theatrical actor as well, but back in Texas. And a lot of family came in, and more. I thought it would just be like maybe me and my manager and assisting just maybe three people, but it turned out to be like 25.
Wow. Well, yeah. People love you, Lunel.
Yes. Right.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah, it is a blessing. And at moments like that, you really do get to see, you know, the love, the fact that you think ain't nobody, you know, it's just a few of us and then 25 people.
Right.
That much support.
Yeah, and that's the people I knew. Mm-hmm. There was fans that bought tickets that came too.
Right. No, but I'm saying just your circle, like just to know that your circle.
People, right? Oh, yeah. My tribe is tight. I have 17 nieces and nephews and 7 brothers and sisters.
Wow. It's a lot of y'all.
Merry Christmas.
It's a lot of y'all.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of us. You know, we're very fuck around and find out type family.
Period. Do y'all do grab bags at Christmas? Or
no, we don't do none of that shit. It's too many of us.
That's my family does a grab bag. You make a name, that's
it. We don't even exchange presents, none of that. Mm. We don't even do it because we do so much. I do so much for my family during the year. Like, don't fucking bother me about Christmas. Mm-hmm. Just gave your ass $2,500 last week.
Yeah, calm
you want a
down.
Christmas present? Right. Merry Christmas,
Merry
motherfucker. Christmas. That's
Merry
it. That's it.
I saw your trip, too. You went on vacation for the holidays.
I'm supposed to still be on vacation now.
What?
I'm the tiredest bitch on vacation I ever seen in my life. I'm doing too much. Yeah, but I started my vacation working because I had 2 shows I had to do in Waikiki. Mm-hmm. So I went there and I decided to make that the first part of my vacation. So I stayed there for a week. My sister came in, my daughter, her friend, another friend.
Next thing you know, y'all look like y'all had a time, though.
I was going to say, it sounds like a lituation every time.
Especially
with people that you love and that you know.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. You know, that's the blessing to, you know, we know not the minute nor the hour. What you going to hoard your money for? And plus, I got miles. You know, she fly, you fly, we fly.
Right.
And so
just use
you,
mine.
You accumulate miles, and miles didn't used to be transferable. Mm-hmm. You couldn't use them for somebody else.
Yeah.
But now they are. So, like, I got 500,000 miles over here. Let me get, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
That's a fact, though. All those miles you get from that people are paying for your flights for you to work, might as well use those and get you, you know, some trips.
So that's what we did. The whole trip was financed by miles. Except for my older sister, I put her in first class with me.
Okay.
Oh,
so that's nice, sis. And have you ever thought about doing something like being on that stage, like maybe a Lunel, like, show, kind of how Mike Tyson did one, but just even, like, being on stage and telling your story?
Sure. I mean, yeah, like a one-woman show or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I was talking to Whoopi Goldberg about that today. Remember, I showed you a picture of Whoopi. Because Whoopi had one back in the day when I was studying comedy, you know, and before Comic Relief or anything like that, Whoopi, I think she might have got a Tony for her one-woman show. Mm-hmm. That's what helped her become an EGOT. Yes, definitely. You know, I thought
see
about
that.
And we're doing the there's being a documentary produced about me right now with a book to follow. So I'm, you know, I'm like Warren G. I want it all.
Yeah.
And these past couple of years have been amazing for Lunel.
Yes.
I just want to say.
A very busy woman.
Yes.
And it ain't stopping. We see no time soon. And I'm here for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Blessings on blessings.
Definitely.
It's interesting because, like, Pam's been doing comedy. And my question is, like, because as a comedian, people expect that no matter what, you're always funny. Even if, like, things are happening in your life that are not so amazing, people expect you to, like, not be serious and just be funny all the time and always be on, you know? And
yeah, and, you know, for your mental health, that's not even good. Like, people will call us as a community. I had a friend whose son committed suicide, and they called me over because they wanted to lighten the mood. It was too morose. Like, nigga, I'm mourning, too. I'm the motherfucker. What the fuck you want me to do? But, and also, like, I don't like people who laugh for no reason. Like, you know, they'll be like, how you doing today? I'm good. You so funny. What?
I didn't even say nothing.
You know, that's just a little irritating. But if that is the price we pay.
Right.
As the gift to make other people feel good, then so be it. The problem comes when you don't take a vacation. When you don't take, because if you're popping, nobody in your team, nobody is going to say, hey, you know what? You look a little tired. Why don't you take 3 weeks off? Ain't nobody gonna say that because they, you know, they get their percentage. They want you to work, but you're not a machine.
Yeah.
And when you get to a point where you can say no, that's very powerful. When you got light bills and shit to pay, you can't say no. Mm-hmm. But when you get to a point when you can say, no, I'm not going to do it. I was on vacation in Hawaii and got offered a movie. They wanted me to do a self-tape and send it in. I said no. They offered me the movie anyway.
That's right, because they knew they wanted you.
Right.
That was kind of like...
Yeah, don't make me do that. And I'm just not a good auditioner. I don't give a fuck about movies. I'm going to eat anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. Movies, that's over here. TV, that's over here. If I never do none of that shit, they can't stop me from eating because my people are going to keep me doing right. that. Mm-hmm. But I told my manager, I said, I think this is going to be my last movie because I'm just not the greatest memorizer in the world. I'm old, I'm tired, I smoke weed, you know. I'm used to saying what I want to say as a comic rather than saying what other, if it's not written like for me mm-hmm. in my vernacular, mm-hmm. then it sounds fake.
Yeah.
Coming out my mouth anyway. TV, especially if you do TV that has a live audience, you get a table read, you get to rehearse. You can rehearse for maybe 3 days before you have to, you know, with the blocking and everything, before you have to do the live performance, the taping. I like that.
Okay.
Movies, you're supposed to show up and know your shit.
Oh.
And I'm like, what, can we? Oh, what was that? Right. Line?
And do you know, like, what lines you're saying that day, like, or do they switch it up on you?
No, you know, and they switch it up. You got to study that
script, yeah.
Sometimes if you like, we did, yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Lie,
yeah. Time. You know, and they switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to know that.
Did you always want to be a comic?
I always wanted to be in entertainment, period. Okay. I didn't have a plan B. I tried working. I worked, you know. Mm-hmm. I worked in banks and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
And then.
I cannot wait to see this documentary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got to reenact that part.
I set it off before Latifah.
Okay. But so you ended up, how long did you have to serve? Like
I did 4 months and 18 days on a 1-year bid. But that's only because they didn't find any priors and I had them. But they didn't find any priors, or else they would have gave me a year.
Well, the system's different now. They'll find all of it. I feel like right. everything is linked
up. Well,
this
was 28 years ago, so.
What was that time like for you? What, like?
Oh, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. I was already on Comic View, so the niggas knew who I was in jail. Oh. And it was like, what up, Comic View? What's up, Comic View? And then I had a new baby, so I missed her first Halloween, her first Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then when you're in jail, the window's only this big. So I actually had to stop looking out the window because I couldn't take seeing people drinking coffee, catching a bus, pushing their baby stroller down the street. I couldn't take it. And I actually didn't talk for 2 months unless you was a guard, if you can imagine that. They'd be like, what's up?
He was like, that's a long time to not right. be saying anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you go through what I went through, you wouldn't have nothing to say.
Do you feel like that was a scared straight type of experience? Like, I ain't never doing nothing.
I wasn't scared. I was mad.
Right. Okay.
I wasn't scared.
Well, I don't mean scared. You know, they call it scared straight, where you're like,
you mean.
Like, when you learn, I don't want to go back.
That was it. That was, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah. Gigi, that's crazy, because Gigi had a good time when she was locked up.
It's Gigi.
Gigi had a good time, which is crazy.
I didn't hate jail. I hated things about it. I was there for 90 days. I didn't really hate it. And I came out a changed person.
What was your charge?
I violated probation from a drug possession charge.
Oh, nice.
I was a drug mule when I was 19.
But she was
22,
like, booed
up in prison. I violated my probation.
Okay, well, I didn't like the showers. They didn't have no pressure. It was like somebody spitting on you. Oh. It was terrible. Then there's the shower shots. Bitch, what you looking at? Type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Food was horrible.
The food was terrible. Yeah.
You know, bitches fighting during clothing exchange. On day period, you don't know where the blood coming from.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this shit's real. Oh, my God. You said, oh, my God. You sitting on a comfortable couch.
Oh, my God.
I lived this shit. She okay. probably did, too.
But she was like...
You was booed up?
Yeah, she had.
I had a little jail girlfriend.
Okay,
like girl. Half, like midway through.
Hung the sheet. Yeah. Okay, privacy wall.
More. It was a little. We used to sneak and do things at nighttime when everybody was sleeping. Nice. We was in a dorm, so we had to really sneak.
She made the most of it.
is, I think.
Not me.
It's Gigi.
Yeah, what do you was? We're going to find a silver lining.
I knew that it was time for me to go when a bitch did come in there looking like Snoop. And I was like,
you looking
you bringing me look some weed? Tall, lanky ass.
You know what? Let me ask you guys this since you're talking about that. Does anybody in here, would you say, are there any of your exes who you miss?
Fuck no.
Okay. Oh, all right, Pam, talking. None of them.
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay. Plus, you know, you got a situation. So even if you did, you couldn't.
Yeah, I don't miss any of my exes either.
Yeah, I miss about three of them.
You do? Do you ever speak to them, or are you just, when it's over, it's over?
Well, I'm petty. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll unblock them and say some fucked up shit and block them back. Mm-hmm.
So you can't reply?
Yeah.
Right. So you never spin the block? Like, you never thought about, like, you know, let's...
No, I have pulled up to an ex's front door with a brick in my hand and took a selfie and left.
That's a different spin the block.
That wasn't what you were talking about.
Right. This is like, I did spin the block and bust his shit.
No, to let him know, I will bust your shit.
Yeah, I'm right at your door, bitch. You're inside. I'm at your door.
You see me with this brick, right? Do you feel like you could get back together with any of your exes if you wanted to? You know, they always say that women, if we decide we want to, or at least hit it again.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I would never do that.
But you could if you wanted to. Like, if it was up to you, they would do it.
Maybe one.
Maybe just one? Okay.
I feel like every single one. Yeah. A last one of them. All of them.
Except for the ones that's married.
Them all too. Of.
Laura, stop. All I mean, they would, but it's
all I don't think they would. All I'm not them. Saying you would. I'm saying they would.
All of them.
No.
A-L-L-U-H-M.
He probably
all
would.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Yep. All of them.
What you think, Cam?
All of them.
All of them, right?
What about you?
Yeah, yeah, I pretty much, let me tell you something, like, I'd be so glad when my exes hit me up that I know are in other situations. I'd be like, I am so glad that's not my man. Mm-hmm. Because that's the type of shit that y'all be on.
When you definitely. Have breakups, like, who is it most of the time, them or you?
Always me.
Until,
It is always me. My last breakup was kind of like, it was kind of mutual because it was over. We both knew it was over. And it just had to be said. I was like floating around. He was doing his own thing. I was doing my own thing. And then, you know, I think ideally you feel like I want to still be friends, but it's not realistic.
No.
To still be friends after you guys break up. I have no hard feelings, but I think he has a new girlfriend. And so he had to change his phone number and like all kind of stuff.
Do y'all still that's follow dramatic. Each other?
Clearly,
y'all still
clearly follow they each other? Hate her because she's successful.
That's dramatic.
Yeah, no, I think his girlfriend hates me. Like,
oh, I know she hates you.
Yeah,
yeah. But, I, would who hate
but
you.
I didn't do anything, huh?
But who had to say if, like, did he come out? Because if it was already, like, something that's kind of, like, understood, did you have to say it first or what?
I did say it first because I was like, let's stop, you know, beating around the bush
right,
here.
Right.
Like,
it is what it is.
You let's know what
just,
it is.
It's he, over. Let's yeah. just quit playing.
Right. And you know how you know you don't like somebody anymore when you're not attracted to them right. physically. Like you could be like, he it. Cool, but I'm not like,
don't touch
my pussy not getting wet for you.
At right. All, you no know? Moisture. Yeah, I've had
no moisture.
No moisture. I don't even want it no more.
It's dry.
I've definitely had situations where I just had to be like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. It's like a breath of fresh air to be able to just speak your truth and move on.
But getting to that
all
point
my
is
relationships
so
end with fuck you.
Oh. Now I've had a few of those too.
It ends like that inside at first.
No, verbally. On the phone, text, emojis, fuck you.
You that's broke up with someone over text before?
For sure.
I mean, I broke up with people in all different ways. Mm-hmm. Over text. And ghosting. Mama, I'm that bitch to the clown at your mama's house on Thanksgiving. Because I don't have parents, so I don't have that no more. Mm-hmm. So when you don't have parents, I'm like, you don't give a fuck about nobody right. else's.
Respect.
I don't give a fuck about right. clowning at your... You shouldn't have did what you did, bitch.
What was the worst breakup?
They're all bad.
She had to take her glasses off.
The worst.
They're all bad.
The one that kicked out of your mind, like, oh yeah, that was some bullshit.
That was an ugly one.
No, I just dip, but then I'll call you. It ain't no throwing glasses or no shit like that. Mm-hmm. I just dip. Because I'm busy any fucking way.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, you know? And I think as a when women are busy, the worst is when you're going through something and you're not busy. But when you're busy and you're going
yeah,
through something,
you're not busy. Yeah, when you're not busy, that's because then you get obsessed.
That's when you play FBI.
Busy, like, I don't even miss that nigga. I'm
right. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you like younger men?
They like me.
Mm-hmm. Do you like them? I didn't ask you that. Do you like them?
Yes.
Yes.
And I like that they like me.
Me too.
Shit, I got a big house. I need young motherfuckers so I can say, go upstairs and get me that, I'm going out to the garage and bring me that.
Going to the garage.
Yeah, shit like that. Help a bitch out. I need help.
You got an age limit for how young you
are? Yeah, I got an age limit.
They got to be older than your daughter. Legal. What about younger than your daughter? Wow. Don't sit up here and lie, Luna.
You know, these guys are really mature these days.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, so it's, you know, it depends on the maturity of the young gentleman.
Young gentleman.
I feel that. Listen, Gigi, tell us what you did, because she came in here.
What you did, girl?
Glowing. No, Gigi right here. Oh, wait. She came in here glowing. Tell us why.
I'm glowing, really?
Right. Or I was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That afterglow?
So I just had some really good sex.
Nice. Today?
For the past few days, but there was one day that we had sex 5 times.
Yeah, I've done that. I did it 9 times.
Nine times in one day?
Yeah, my ex-husband, he was like a beast.
9 times in one day?
In one day. That was the record. It didn't happen a lot. It just happened that one day.
Was he shooting out air?
I don't know. It was inside me, so I don't know what the fuck was coming out.
No, but I'm saying, because after that, there ain't no cum left to come out.
That's not my problem.
No, it was a good time. I think number 4 was the best.
Mm-hmm.
We both agreed on that. And then, like I said, it was a couple of days, but I instantly thought of Larsa saying, like, this is what she does every night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because how are you doing that every night?
Because she's lying.
Mentirosa.
After my experience, I believe that, in fact, she is lying. That's my point.
Yeah, she's lying.
Yeah, that's impossible to do that every night.
He don't have it. We might could do it. He ain't got it. But after the third day, I'm going to be like, hey, partner, you're going to have to get the fuck off.
You have to get a job.
Me.
Right.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go to work.
You can't have nothing to do the next day. And then night, like, she didn't even say, like, sporadically throughout the day. Well, 5 times.
It was from, like, 4. I got there around, like, we got to the house around, like, 4 p.m. And then throughout the night into the morning.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
I'm counting that first one in the morning. Because yeah. It was still
the morning shit, that's the best.
Yeah, I could do it.
The wake up in the middle of the night one was the best.
I like that.
I woke up, had sex, went back to sleep, and never opened my eyes. You know what I mean? You know, I never opened my eyes.
And then everything. That's like me waking up looking for my water, drink it.
Yeah, because you know at that time you do need some water.
Like that. Yeah.
I have at times, there was maybe 1 or 2 times I've fallen asleep during sex.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's happened to me like 1 or 2 times.
He was so mad.
But y'all gotta think, I used to do morning radio for a long time, waking up at 4 a.m.
But whoa,
I went in spirits a couple
you
of times.
You fell asleep during sex while he was in your pussy, clearly.
No, it was like.
Why you was fucking?
Because I was just. Sometimes it's like I wanna do it, but I'm exhausted.
So you. That's hilarious. Yo, bro, whoever you was.
Right.
You put old girl to sleep.
Literally.
Am I the only person that's
like, I've fallen asleep with a dick in my mouth before.
See, like, now, come on. Y'all shaming me.
I've done it twice to the same person.
Drunk.
He's pissed. Tired. You know, just lit.
I find it very hard to fall asleep. I cannot imagine.
Yeah. I definitely fell asleep with a dick in my mouth.
Did he wake you up like, hello?
Yes. He did. Like,
he probably was like, you're not done.
No, because when he's done and then you keep going.
It's soft.
And then it's like, it's soft. But if you don't take it out and you just kind of lay there and you just.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was like.
It's still there?
I was like mid.
Suckage?
Yes.
Oh yeah, y'all was definitely snoring because your mouth was open,
couldn't breathe.
Okay, so I snore.
Like you was on the app.
So now snoring that dick. Oh my god, guys, are you watching this show too? Or is it just us girls? Hope you're watching. Can learn something.
I can't believe y'all try to act like I was crazy for falling asleep, but y'all fell asleep with a dick in your mouth. That's how it's like
mouth,
a pacifier.
Yes.
Not like that.
First of all, I ain't even sucking that long. Like, you ready for?
That's not where I
wake
shine.
And bake. You know,
you said that's not where you shine.
That's not where I shine.
Where do you right. shine?
Pussy. I got good pussy.
Me too.
I mean, that's just that.
I drink to that.
How does one know that they have good pussy?
They tell you. Damn, this pussy good.
Listen.
You got some good pussy.
If he come over on a Tuesday and he just don't leave.
And you hear more than one guy from more than one guy.
8 months after.
You crazy as shit with that pussy.
Yeah, right. That's me.
You crazy, but that pussy
they do. But the crazy bitches do got good pussy. Everybody know that. Mm-hmm. That's
you're
why
a
I'm
Pisces.
A, that's why I'm a Pisces.
Me too.
That's why men fuck with crazy bitches.
Or as Malcolm May
put
says,
up with a crazy what a
or as Malcolm May says that trauma is seasoning on the pussy.
Yeah, trauma is seasoning on the pussy.
Malcolm X said that.
No, Malcolm May.
Not Malcolm X. Malcolm X.
Maybe him too.
Oh my God. I fuck my motherfucking.
Can
bruh.
You imagine?
Malcolm X.
No, I'm like, what?
Malcolm Mays. Can you
where's
imagine?
That speech at?
Can you imagine a picture of Malcolm X with a trauma?
No, that would traumatize me.
Like, what?
Malcolm wait. X. Trauma oh, no. Seasoning on the
it
pussy.
I heard that too.
On the vagina.
My bad.
A trauma put a little taste on the vagina. Okay. Little flavor on
it. Let me see. Wait a minute, say it again.
Trauma is seasoning on pussy.
For the pussy.
He said that it was very controversial when he said
listen,
it.
Listen, I was sitting next to him and I had to, can you say that one more time?
Is trauma seasoning on a dick? Like, do you think that guys who are crazy
no,
have better dicks?
No, oh, them niggas just no, crazy. No. I need a trauma-free motherfucking man. Because I ain't got time to fucking, oh, never mind. It's going to sound so cruel.
No, go ahead.
I'm not a nurturing type of bitch.
Okay.
Only for my daughter. Period.
Okay.
I'm not a cuddler. I mm-hmm. get hot. I don't like all that. You know, you can fuck me and get them to go watch the game. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to scroll on my phone and do other shit. I done missed 5 phone calls fucking with your ass anyway. Mm. I got business.
I got money to make.
Right. I don't dance now. I make money move.
Hey. Do you like to kiss, though, at least?
I love to kiss.
Okay. All right. So that's not bad.
I love to kiss.
Do you ooh. Like to be spat in your mouth?
No, I don't like you to spit on my... Don't spit on me at all.
At all?
Are you into that?
Are you into
that? No, she clearly I never is. Was into that.
Please
but...
don't let them do that to you, baby. No, you can make moisture without spitting.
Well, don't not down spit. There in your mouth.
No, I don't like that.
She don't want no spit nowhere.
Nowhere.
No, I don't mind saliva.
Yeah, saliva.
But don't just spit like... a loogie in my mouth. Crazy motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, now listen.
Oh my God,
I agree with you though. I do not want nobody to spit in my mouth, and I don't want. And I also don't want to spit in anyone's mouth.
I'm not a spitter. Remember when COVID and we had to spit sometime?
Yeah,
I'm like, you gonna have to go up my nose because I can't. I'm making myself sick. Spit in the tube.
Do you remember the first time you had to get a COVID test? Because I remember my
friend.
It was so painful early on.
Mine wasn't bad. My dad, all that up your brain shit was over by the time I
got it. No, see, I got it up the brain.
Me too.
Yeah, I got it up the brain.
Nope, thank God.
I got it on video. It was cringy.
I think ooh. I had mine on video too. It yeah. was awful.
It was terrible.
I was scared. It was three of us. And he was like, who's going first? And then I'm the type of person, I want to go first and get it over with. I don't want to go last. Like, I don't want to let everybody go and then I still got to go. I'd rather just be the first person, go in there, do my shit.
Didn't have to go do that.
I was by myself. They came to my house to do it.
Yeah, they came
because I was about to do a TV show.
All right, now, Lunel, since, do you think that you're an expert on sex, would you say?
I certainly have an extensive resume.
Okay. So we're going to ask you
I'm an expert.
A couple of questions. I want to see who knows some of these terms, all right?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Unicorn. In the Urban Dictionary, in sex, what is a unicorn?
I don't know. What is it?
A man that's straight and then he
you're
has
making
sex
this up.
With you, even though he... I mean, a man that's not straight.
A unicorn. Sex with you. Somebody that's pansexual?
Yeah.
A unicorn,
that's what I mean.
To me, gotta be a hard dick.
Like a I mean, a unicorn sense. Like your
you
dick
said a
straight.
Unicorn
your
hard dick.
That makes sense. With your dick straight.
Get hard for any...
Hard dick, final answer.
Okay, wrong. A unicorn is actually a woman who joins a straight couple for a threesome.
Is that why I thought
it's Minaj? That's just
I got a big unicorn tattoo right here. Is that why?
You have, Gigi is a unicorn.
I've had a whole lot of threesomes in my
because you just straight like bitches. Like,
I
just
do.
Saying.
She does. She does.
Do. That's good.
She used to want to have, like, when she was in a relationship, like
was
another woman
point where I
as
wanted
part of
to
the relationship.
Girlfriend.
It can work.
But then,
you got the right bro.
But yeah, but then. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, no. That relationship's over. So
it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Could you see yourself doing that? Being with a woman and a man?
Maybe. You know, if it was like Queen Latifah or DeBrat or something. I like them. They're hot.
Okay.
Judy. What about you with two men?
Absolutely not. It's too much work. I tried to do that. I can't suck your dick and fuck at the same time. Somebody not go to rhythm, go be off somewhere.
That's the fact. You might chomp down by accident. Absolutely. While you're like, somebody's getting hurt.
Somebody's gonna get hurt. Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Somebody's gonna be off rhythm and somebody gonna get bit. Okay.
That's pretty much.
All right, how about a chode? Does anybody know what a chode is?
No idea.
That sounds nasty.
To be choked and held at the same time.
Anybody? Oh. Chode. What's a chode?
I don't know.
It sounds like
spell
something.
Who that says these?
I have no idea.
This is the Urban Dictionary.
But who says these?
It sounds like something that involves anal. Something.
Uh-oh. A chode.
I'm tapping out.
A chode is a short, fat dick.
Oh, a little fat.
A chubby.
Yeah, a little chubby.
A little bum.
Little thumper.
A little mini pit.
Have you ever been disappointed after you've been dating somebody and then it was about to go down and you were like,
yeah.
Plenty of times. Like, I liked you, but.
Yeah, back in the 70s, you know, light skin, blue eyed, half breed ass niggas was all the rage, you know? And so then you get with these pretty ass niggas. And they dick be small because the white part, they dick be small. You're like, you're so fine. You got a car, you got a job, you got a house. With that dick.
Could you be with somebody that had a chode?
Now?
Yeah, now. Could you? Yeah, now you could.
If I was fucking somebody else, yeah.
I was about to say, because you're going to fuck somebody
else. I'm not
going to
do that for the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I'm living, I got money. I ain't got to do this.
How big is too money big moves. For you?
Oh, no, I'm in the comfortable dick area now.
Mm-hmm. What is comfortable?
What is comfortable?
No, I'm in these rhino dick medium. Motherfuckers, all these big,
but
huge
just
dick.
Enough.
Yeah, just
enough
nice.
Enough girth,
you know,
and enough length.
Seven something.
Seven. Girth.
Maybe that's fine.
Okay.
But cool. All that nine, I'm not taking no more penicillin for a week. Tilted uterine, can't pee. No.
Have you ever had to say no? That's too big. I can't do it.
Yes. He was in Miami. That motherfucking dick was so big, I thought I had my hand on his knee. So hey, turn the lights on. turn the lights on. This ain't happening. Let me see that. What's that?
A horse dick?
No, knee? A horse dick.
Not the third leg, but the third knee. Okay.
And that's somebody you cannot give a blowjob to either.
I'm not splitting my mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what else is hard? If somebody has a really curve.
I don't know. I need to.
Why are you laughing?
Like a
him?
Cat and hook curve.
You sucked a curved dick.
I heard that they got curved dicks because when they were circumcised, the doctor didn't cut their meat straight. It like maybe like this. And the meat on this side is shorter than the meat on this side. And that's when it curved.
So
I don't know the medical reason.
There's men in here. Let's ask him.
Anthony, is that true?
Anthony, you said.
He's like, I don't know.
He said, I don't know.
Like,
he said, that's not his problem.
He's like,
he's a unicorn.
He's a unicorn.
He has a chode.
Let me call what you call it. I'm just playing.
Let me call what you call it.
And ask him about
his curve. Why did you laugh so hard?
Because I don't like curve. And every time somebody send me a curved dick pic, I always think of a gas pump because it looked like a little.
Girl.
It looked like a gas pump.
I'm
like,
trunk.
A gas pump.
But
dick,
I saw a circumcised dick for the first time that doesn't look circumcised. Like, because
it
him
hard.
Himself.
It was hard.
No, even when it's not hard. The meat is there because I could, but it's not over the head. So, but he's very I guess on their own.
You lost me again. I don't deal with foreskin.
I thought he was lying. I was like, ain't no way you're not circumcised.
Cheryl Underwood used to say, I don't like uncircumcised men because I'm trying to cut down on my cholesterol.
Dios mío.
Oh my God.
Right. Wow.
I didn't
too
say
much
it.
Too much skin.
Cheryl said it.
Okay, no problem.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, now, another thing I want to ask you guys, and we talked about this before you got here. Let's just say you were dating somebody, everything was great, and then you found out that previously he snitched on somebody. Would that matter to you or not? Because, you know, there's this whole thing on snitching. That's, I feel like that's never going to go away, being bad in the community. Like, he's a snitch.
Well, you had to be fucking a gangster to even be involved with somebody who's snitching and not snitching.
Okay.
So I don't fuck with gangsters no more.
Oh, no more.
No more.
Why not? No.
Because I'm too old for that bullshit.
Okay.
I want a nice, well-dressed, motherfucking grown-ass man.
All right.
I don't fuck thugs okay. no more.
I don't fuck those no more.
What else would you say you want? Like you said, a nice, well-dressed gentleman.
You gotta smell good, be a gentleman, have a good relationship with your moms, a good relationship with your sisters. Because dudes that don't have good relationships with their moms, their sisters, they're not gonna end up having a good relationship with you. They don't really relate to women. They don't like certain shit. You know, if you and your mom's cool, not a mama's boy, not a pussy, not a, you know, but a nice, healthy relationship with your moms, with your sisters, they dig you, you're good, you know how, you know to open the door, you know to do this, you know to change the light bulb because it's out, not because your bitch told you to change the light bulb, you know, grown-ass man shit.
But that's some people do have fucked up families, I will say.
And they can have that broken ass nigga too. I ain't got time to fix nobody.
Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
I'm a serial cheater.
You're a serial cheater? Okay.
I was only ever faithful to one guy, and I married him.
Ever?
Okay. I'm faithful to him. Ever? Yeah, ever.
Why do you think that is?
I think it used to be defense mechanism. I'm going to cheat on him because I know he's going to cheat on me.
Yeah.
And if I cheated on him, I won't be as hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think I did it for that.
Do you think men cheat for that same reason?
No. No, absolutely not. They be like,
men cheat because they
can't. Today is Tuesday.
Let me go find some.
I'm going to go fuck me a bitch.
Fuck
let me go find a straight
cat. No reason. It's raining. I'm going to go fuck
bitches. She smell good. Let me fuck you.
Yeah. What I'm loving is the male engineers is back there not saying a motherfucking thing.
Oh, like yeah. This. As they can.
They got to listen to us, bitch.
No reason.
Has anybody in here ever not cheated besides, well, Lunel one time didn't cheat.
I haven't.
I have not cheated.
I've been faithful before.
I leave. If I'm, are we talking relationship?
Have you
or
ever
dating?
Cheated, Laura?
No,
relationship. Never in your life.
Not in a relationship, but like if I'm dating somebody, I lie and act like I'm only dating them and I'm dating someone else.
That's not cheating.
Well, they know now. That's not cheating.
And,
not committed.
And it's also if about not,
I said I ain't ready for a relationship.
You. Okay.
If they claim, are you claiming me? Are we together? Is it publicly known?
Right.
If not, then we just fucking and I can do it. I want.
Clearly.
If you're not going to claim me.
Have we had the conversation that we are exclusive?
Okay, probably I did cheat one time.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
And I think Angela helped me.
What?
Now that's what I'm like, wait, she's saying, oh, yeah.
You did cheat?
Just one time. This one time in band camp. But it wasn't a real cheat because emotionally, I wasn't in the relationship no more. We wasn't even having sex.
Look at how we just
like,
yeah,
a year and a half. It's the instant justification.
I got one of those then.
Yeah. And he reasoning. Was cheating on me like crazy. Like he, yeah.
It was a revenge cheat.
I'm not even going to keep going because he going to know who I'm talking about. But
grudge fucking.
You know. Yeah.
A grudge fuck.
Yeah. Like we hadn't had sex for like a year and a half. But we were still in a, like, I hadn't, that's what I'm
y'all
saying.
Y'all haven't
like,
had sex in a year and a half. That ain't no relationship.
You're
exactly.
Done. No, you're done.
That So you didn't cheat.
Sorry. That's not cheating. You're done.
Y'all just didn't have the conversation.
Y'all were just friends.
Yeah. I just had to tell y'all him just, I was with Angela. Okay. Angela, act like you with me.
A year and a half.
Y'all was previous. We were still in, like, same living
so if
arrangements
you,
and
if you in a relationship,
out.
What's the longest, like, amount of time that you would go without having sex with your partner before you be like, yo,
I did it, but it was situations
like
involved.
Like after 2 weeks, I'm like, you cheat.
Yeah, because men, unless, you know, the only time a man maybe doesn't feel that way, and even then, I don't know if this is true, but if they're like really stressed out about things, like sometimes guys also, you know, get.
Mama,
right, but I was
saying,
they stressed
you.
Out. You better come get this.
Right, let me de-stress you.
What a reason to bust a nut. Stress relief.
Wake and bake.
Yeah, or they could have health issues sometimes, you know.
Well, go to the doctor.
Can't got
get
no
it
health
fixed.
Issues, ain't none of that. You trying to justify it?
I don't know. But sometimes we don't feel like it.
Yes,
oh,
now
no,
that, that, that makes
that's
that.
Not a thing.
Yeah, I want to do it.
But most women don't not feel like it.
I want to
like
right,
want
but sometimes.
No,
I think that's the beginning of the disintegration of your relationship. If we don't feel like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
That's because if I don't feel like it, I don't feel like it.
And I'm probably not going to feel like it if I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it no more.
Mm. I do agree. Like, if he, like, men don't like to be rejected. You know what I'm saying? So if he come to you vulnerable and he wants to love on you for whatever reason, and he could have been at the club with 10 butt-naked bitches, and all of them wanted to come home with him, but for whatever reason, he wants to come home to you. Now, he come home to you, and now you not in the mood and you, get off me. He like, I could have fucked these 10 bitches in the club, but I wanted to come home to you. Now you rejected me. Now I feel some type of way.
Well, why are you at the strip club? Did we have a fight earlier that I'm
that's
not
what I'm
over?
Saying. Yeah.
That I'm not over?
No, nah. So when he come home, it's like, I don't know.
Okay,
if I'm not
so
in the mood,
I'm
going to
ask the question, have you ever just fucked a man just to pacify him, just okay.
That, yes. Yeah, that I've done.
We all do that, I feel like, at some point. Yeah. And I'm sure they do that to us, too.
Right. You deserve this pussy.
Right. Yeah.
No, you can't make a dick can get hard even if he don't really want, and he want to just pacify you. But you can't make a bitch pussy wet who don't really want to.
I would not feel like
I just said don't spit on me.
Twa.
But I'd be like, give me
I'll go take a start.
No, but yeah, I also feel like that's you cannot feel like it, but then as you get started, you'll get vulnerable.
You can do that.
Because you'll be like, oh, I don't feel like it. And then he says to you, you're like, all right, fine. You know,
if I'm really into
you know what my man like does, he acts like sad if I don't want to do something. He
sad. Just
be, yeah, he'll be like sad about it. And I'll be like, all right, fine.
Oh, he's pouting.
Yeah, he pouts. He'll be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and beat off. I'm like, wait, why would
you fine. Do that?
And you said fine?
Do that yay. Right here.
Why you told me that?
Do that in front of me. Yeah, be that in front of me. Now like,
okay,
I do want to fuck
right, maybe. Now,
I got a thing against that. I won't.
Just put it
in
my mouth.
I won't deny him sex.
You won't have sex with what?
I won't deny him sex.
Oh, you won't.
Couch. Okay. I agree.
It doesn't matter what you say.
I told my husband I would never say no.
I'm not going to deny him sex.
I always want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm always right.
Yeah.
I'm not going. That's what I'm saying. But that's if we're in, like, me a year and a half is like, you done did a whole bunch of shit that I emotionally already, like, I can't even. If I can't, but if you're my man,
if you're that's why I said,
and I'm in love with you, and I'm just because I'm tired, like I might fall asleep.
What
on
if your stomach hurts because you had some wagyu steak and you had champagne and bronzino with sweet potatoes?
Let me digest this and get this off.
I paused it because of that. I was like, oh my God,
you
baby.
Know how
like,
sometimes you be like,
just go, we'll continue tomorrow.
I got you, but just give me a minute to get this.
I will figure it out.
Situation.
Several other outlets.
Yeah, you know what the worst is? If you know
do not
that,
don't look at me like that.
If you know that earlier, like let's say he wants to get spontaneous, but you know I took a shit at work earlier.
Oh God!
And I haven't had a chance.
I'm gonna go wipe.
Right, I'm gonna step away.
Yeah.
The question's posed by this little baby face right here, not the penis of
disclaimer.
Nah, you gotta step away.
Yeah, you gotta be like, hold on.
That's straight disrespectful if you don't.
And make you know the sign that when they trying to do something and the girl like, hold on,
pushing.
Yeah, I'm like,
Would you be honest and be like, look, I just need to take a shower.
Yes,
I
told them.
Nigga, I'm a little Cajun.
I'm gonna be honest.
Like, my stomach is hurting.
Little Cajun. This might be a little Cajun.
Even if the gas is bad, I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just
right.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Let's just Netflix and chill until about 4
a.m. We all like to kiss.
Yeah, let's just kiss.
I'll just hit him with, hey, I gotta pee real bad. Give me a minute. But no, I'm not about to let you ruin my day.
I
coming
would go
up
all
about
the way down in a man's house to the other. Like, if you're in a new relationship and you know you about to rip one.
I'm gonna go get some ice water, go way down to the bathroom.
You need anything from outside?
What if they walk in right after you came out?
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, shit.
You ever been in somebody's house and they left and then they came back and you didn't know that they forgot something and you like, oh, shit.
I done blew this motherfucker up.
Couldn't wait.
I'm gonna have
leave.
To admit.
Wait, I was at this guy's house and I spent the night for the first time and I had to use the bathroom and I wanted to go home. He was like, nah, stay. So I went in the bathroom and after I went, I ended up cleaning his whole bathroom. So I was in that bitch with bleach. I cleaned his toilet, his bathtub. He was like, yo, you cleaned my whole bathroom. I was like, yeah, because.
Please come shit at my house.
Shit here anytime. Yeah, right. You gotta be happy
Come take a shit at my house and clean my bathroom.
Come take a shit in my kitchen.
You never knew, though. I didn't know what
he
else
never
to do.
Knew
he ain't had no air freshener. I was like, yo, what the fuck am I gonna do? All he had was cleaning products.
So get the cleaning.
I'm about to clean this fucking bathroom.
Real quick. Are you coming out of there anytime? Soon.
1 minute.
You know what's crazy? Guys don't care either. Like, they will take a shit and fuck you right after. They do not care.
That's disrespectful.
And they'll tell you, like, yo, I just blew the bathroom
right.
Ew, like, you look good, though.
Take your funky ass home. No. I know that one time I was over a dude's house and I had ate something that did not agree with me. And I went to the bathroom, and then I looked down and noticed my motherfucker didn't have the toilet paper in there. And then it's I used one of the guest towels. And then I went to flush the toilet, and that motherfucker didn't work either.
Oh, he might have had you on a...
That's back when I was fucking in welfare niggas in Oakland.
What did you do?
Right.
I left. I just went home. I left. I just got my... I left the house.
Damn. He might have had you on a prank show.
Did you ever talk to him again?
No.
That's when you gotta kind of like, what do I do here? Do I scoop this out?
Damn. Oh, no. Shit.
Angela.
What? Do I scoop it out?
You know, when I first found out Angela had this lip service podcast, she was talking all nasty. You know, you know, because she got such a little baby face, so sweet, like a little cotton ball. And then she be talking about shitting and scooping and all this, so swallowing and spitting. I'm like, I like you even better than that. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew you was a nasty little cotton ball?
Teflon cotton ball.
Now, you know what I want to ask her? Because nobody in here, right, is married.
No.
Okay. Does anybody want to get married? Or do you feel like it's something that is not necessary? You could just be with somebody.
I will never get married again.
Never?
Never.
Why is that?
Because I like, you know, because at this point in my life, I would have to have do a prenup for myself.
Mm-hmm. You got too much shit.
I got too much shit, and I can have a wonderful, meaningful relationship with somebody without getting married. I also don't feel like nobody is going to want to marry me at this stage. I don't think nobody's gonna fall so head over heels in love with me at this stage that they want to marry me. Then you got to be skeptical because, you know, people know me and all this type of shit. What you want to marry me for? We're doing fine. We're good. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't want to risk it. You know, I want to be able to, if we break up, I just want to cuss you out, block you, and do what I've been doing.
Fuck you. And never
fuck you, and then I'm unblock you. Fuck you, you bitch, and block you back.
Yeah, but at least you've had the experience.
Yeah, I had a great marriage. My I got married in 90 days. Didn't know him that well, and then after, you know, if you leave a man at home too much on the road or whatever, it's like leaving the iron on or leaving the water running. It's a disaster. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of if, it's when. Right. And he, not knowing him, this was, you know, 20-something years ago, he had it was a crack epidemic. He had a crack problem. And then left, and then I didn't see him again for 11 years.
Wow.
We just got really physically divorced about 8 years ago.
Wow. So were you trying to get divorced during that time but couldn't find him?
No. Well, yeah, I couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And then so finally, you know, we just did it, you know, with abandonment, like the abandonment.
Okay, yeah, because you couldn't get him to sign the papers.
Right.
I have a question. I saw that you used to refer to him as Mr. Rarely.
No, that's not true. Why do people say that?
Yeah, like somebody I was trying to figure that out. I was like, why?
That's not true. I don't know where that came from. I never said that.
No, you're talking saying you can't find him to get a divorce. I don't say it was maybe because he's
no, that
available.
I don't know. That somebody else asked me. I don't know where that came from. Some internet bullshit. I know. Mm.
So this was the non-timer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. 90 days. Okay. 90 days. Yeah.
Makes
sense.
Do y'all want to get married?
I think you should. Oh, thank you. I would just want the reception with my, you know.
You just want the party.
I don't
want
to do, like, signing papers where if I'm not happy, I have to go through all this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it takes a second to get married and years to get divorced.
Like, I don't want to do that. Honestly, like, I never grew up. First of all, I didn't see it to want it. Like, you know, sometimes you have to see things. I never seen it to really want it. I never seen one that I felt like, oh, my God, I want. No, like. I've never aspired to be married. I've had kids young, so I already like skipped so many steps. But especially now,
okay.
I'm okay. Well, you know, I did it and it was trash. So I got in and I got the fuck out quick. And I always said I would never do it again, but I would do like a love ceremony. Like we could have a party. We like each other a lot cookout. And invite all our friends.
Yeah. Like we're gonna celebrate our love every year.
Right. And I'll tell people, this is my husband, but I'm with you. I really don't feel the need to sign papers. We could do a document that say if I die,
but
you know
what
address I wanna
die. How old are you?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Well, I think that y'all should not give up on getting married because you all look good and you're vital and sexual and all that. You could be an old bitch my age and let, you know, the older black woman in America is the most under underappreciated mm-hmm. segment of America. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants us. The older men want younger bitches. The younger bitches want money. The men don't care. They'll pay them, which makes them a trick or a mark, mm-hmm. and they don't mm-hmm. care. The younger guys is trying to come up. They know we thirsty. They want to fuck us into submission and stuff like that. So I'm good. I just want to smash and have some fun and go about my business.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you like men to take control in the bedroom?
Uh-huh.
Over you? Mm. What about, do you like for people to talk crazy to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Shall do.
Do you talk crazy to them?
Like a motherfucker.
What's the craziest shit you ever said?
I don't know, you know. You gotta nasty, be in the moment. Dirty shit. Yeah, I can't make it up right now. It's too embarrassing.
What about, like, does it bother you if somebody calls you bitch?
No.
Okay.
Please do.
Listen,
please do.
Before, please do. No guy has ever called me a bitch. This guy was like,
you don't know what you
bring
missing.
That pussy over here.
I was yes, like, okay, daddy. Baby. Okay. Right.
Now, I'll like, call mad. Me a bitch again.
Let me go to the bathroom first. That's old call me a fat bitch.
I'm from Brooklyn.
That BK shit.
She said, don't call me a fat bitch.
No,
though.
You can't call me a fat bitch, though. Like, I'd be like, Nigga, what? Like, yeah. You call me a nasty bitch.
Yeah, you dirty like, bitch. Yeah, bitch.
Dirty like, bitch.
Excuse me. I drew a line of that bitch.
You get carried away, motherfucker.
Don't get carried away.
What about whore?
Nah,
don't call me that.
That'd be weird.
So y'all okay with bitch, but not whore?
That's weird.
Well, like, bitch, it depends.
I feel
it
like
depends.
Slut, but not whore.
No, I feel like what not
like,
slut.
Like
I
bitch.
I feel just, slut, like you nasty. Come here, slut.
And
like
what
you.
We supposed to call them?
I'm gonna stop you,
I
at
mean,
bitch.
I'm gonna call them daddy. Yeah. I don't know.
You can't call
ain't
a
nothing
guy
you
bitch.
Can call them except yeah. them. But can you call him?
Nigga.
Bring I'm your pussy.
You say, I know you say nigga.
Bring your pussy.
Motherfucker. And
motherfucker.
That's it.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
What?
No, because I mean, like.
You call him nothing else.
Why motherfucker. Are you embarrassed?
That's what I'm saying.
Motherfucker.
Y'all.
No,
nigga.
You're not.
I am, because y'all, you just the angelic look. I look like a dirty bitch, so, you know. I look like a nasty.
You now look like a sweetheart.
Shit.
And you are a sweetheart.
Sometimes it's a front.
No, she is. Honestly, like, when you know Luna and then you see her posting everything and you see her, like, she's very sweet and nice.
I'm about my daughter, I'm about my paper, and I'm about making people happy.
Yeah.
That part.
That's it.
And I think that comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's it.
We don't got no pictures in here for you to draw on, but...
Right.
Last time I seen Lunel, she did my Way Up show. She put the horns on Diddy.
Why
I
saw
that video,
this
but
is
I
fucking New
at.
York. There's graffiti everywhere. Why did anybody get
that was
pushed
a very,
out of
the
shape?
It was the time. It was the... Yeah.
Yeah, it was my opportunity.
That part.
All I did was draw some horns on the motherfucker. Yeah. I didn't even black out his tooth. I meant to do that.
My producer Dan was out there like, oh my God, we have to get this off.
I wondered what happened.
Yeah. I know you That's had some service. Good celebrity stories too. Like Charlie Murphy used to have Prince stories, Rick James stories. Like you have some good ones.
I do, but I refuse to answer the question on the basis of my criminate me. I do yeah. have some.
And that means people got good stories on you too.
They do, but I try to talk about them first.
Okay.
So they can't bust
Take
me
the power
out.
Away.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
When it comes to your documentary, how do you decide what you're going to tell and not tell?
Well, there is some shit I'm not telling, but it's only family related.
Okay. Mm.
That's the only shit.
Because you also are friends with so many other comedians as well, and I'm sure you're going to have stories about them. But sometimes people get offended when you don't know that they're going to get offended, too. Like, it might be certain things.
Look, Shannon Sharp, you're not going to get me cocky fuck up in the bullshit. I don't have private. Nothing to say about nobody. Nothing.
Shannon Sharp.
So what are y'all going to talk about?
Club lip service.
In my documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Just my life and, well, see, yeah, my life and how, you know, how I got started and what makes me the way I am, you know, like, I talk a lot about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever asks why.
Why? Okay.
Well, I talk about sex because I talk about what I know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't just had pleasurable sex. I've had rape sex. I've had incest sex. Mm-hmm. I've had all that type Ooh. Of shit. And people need to know that even though you have had that, you don't have to get stuck there.
So it's you kind can... of a taking the power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the people know who they are, and if they see this, they will shudder. Oh, my God, this bitch. Oh, I hope she don't say nothing about me. Well, wow. I won't.
But you know who I'm talking to. Right.
They know, too.
But you know it's you.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever shared it with anybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters know.
Okay. And what do they say? Are they like, you need, or, because sometimes people feel like, you know, it's important to.
Well, the rapes, I told everybody.
Right.
I didn't hang on. For 25 fucking years. When I was 17.
I gotta use the bathroom.
When I was 17, somebody touched me. If something happened to me, I told right now.
Mm-hmm.
But just nobody ever protected me.
Okay.
I told.
But
nobody.
But how does that make you feel when you tell something and no one protects you? Because that's why I think.
It makes you very shitty.
Yeah.
Very hateful, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I grew into this partially mellow bitch. But I was very, 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 very angry for a very, very, very long time. And that's why I got the original Bad Girl of Comedy moniker, because you know how bitches on reality shows be throwing glasses at other bitches. Mm-hmm. I invented that shit. I'm like a major league pitcher when it comes to that. So they throw glasses at bitches and miss. If I throw a glass at your ass, your teeth is on the floor.
Right on.
So I had to stop doing stuff like that and grow out of that because, you know, I lived in Oakland. And Oakland is not like a punk-based city.
At
even
all.
Even for the women. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very hardcore mm-hmm. and don't like to take a lot of shit. And after things happen to you, you know, you just get a short fuse, you know?
Right.
Like, we don't be like, what did you mean when you said that? Somebody say something, look, what the fuck you talking about, bitch, you motherfucking and it's like that all the time. So, mm-hmm. I found a way to curb that.
Right.
But, you know, it's gonna be pretty, it depends on how long, because you can only fit so much shit in so many hours of content.
Yeah.
So everything ain't gonna get told, but a lot of stuff will.
Mm. How far along are you?
Well, I don't know. We have to have yet another meeting, Bill, and I don't know, because I haven't, you know, I don't know how far we are, because it's, sometimes a documentary can take years to make.
Yeah, absolutely can. Mm-hmm. And I think you should, like, take your time mm-hmm. with it.
We are. It's my life. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a legacy for my child. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just...
And are these things you shared with your daughter, too?
Yes.
Just, you know?
Not everything.
Not everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the stuff that she doesn't know, that won't be in it or...
Me. No, it won't.
Okay. Mm-mm. You think you'll feel like you ever had that sit down to kind of, like, let her know? Because sometimes, and I think a lot of times we can judge people without knowing the backstory mm-hmm. of certain things that happen. I feel like mm-hmm. a lot of reasons why we act the way that we are, that we do, people don't know why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that is something that should make us less judgmental of other people too. Mm-hmm.
See, when you do stand up, people hear you, but they don't really listen.
Right.
Like if you say, oh my God, my dad used to dress up as Santa Claus every year, but I had to stop sitting on his lap because his dick would get hard. Ah, everybody gonna laugh. But did you hear what they said?
Right.
That's probably not a lie. Mm-hmm. It's probably not a joke.
Right.
So people listen, but they don't listen. And we tell everything a lot of the time. We tell it and see if you catch it. Right. And they never do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People always ask me that. Like, is there any truth to, you know, your jokes and your stand-up? I'm like,
there's a lot of truth 90%.
To what I say. I might say it in a different way or reference it in a third party or whatever, but
if you're not the type of person who write a joke and you're just telling your truth, mm-hmm. then yeah, it's probably mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pam, like, honestly, there was a period of time with Pam, she went through a lot, like, mm-hmm. and so I always commend you for being able to, like, be able to still keep pushing, because there's certain things that can happen in life that can make you feel like you want to,
right,
you know, just say, I don't want to do this no more.
Right.
Being a female comic
alone
makes you lose a lot of your femininity
mm-hmm.
because we have to fight so much. No, I'm not going to be in this dressing room. There's an ice machine in here. It's leaking. It stinks. And it's making noise. I'm not. This is not my dressing room. No, I don't want half my money now and half of a wire. I said I want it all in cash when I get there. Where the fuck's my paper? No, I don't want to... I don't fly on that airline. I told you I only fly on it. We have to fight all the time.
You have to advocate for yourself constantly.
All the time, all the time.
Yeah.
At what point in your career were you able to, I guess,
say no?
Take a stand as like a female comic and not just have to be like...
I feel like the word no, when you can finally say no, that's very powerful. Like I said no mm-hmm. to the thing in Hawaii mm-hmm. and got it anyway. You have to be financially pretty set.
Right.
So if you say no and you miss an opportunity, you're okay with it. You have to have been so consistent in being a beast that they have to respect you mm-hmm. even if they don't like you.
Right.
And you have to be able to go toe-to-toe with any of these motherfucking men.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when I think things started to change for me, when I wasn't letting up. And I kept my foot on their neck and I kept showing up and kept killing it and kept having fans and kept having people who ride with me and who love me right. and stuff like that. I think that's when things changed. Because I have spent my career being the bitch they wish would sit down, shut the fuck up, and go away. Mm-hmm. But I never did.
That's right. You know? And now you got to put other people on.
Right.
You know, like Pam, and you were saying you had a tough time.
Yeah, I did. I mean, just because life was really lifing, you know, probably in a 5-year span, I probably experienced shit that nobody ever experienced. Like, whoever had a kid that got kidnapped? Like me, you know, I had my son was kidnapped, put in the trunk of a car and left for dead. And then both of my parents died. Then my aunt, my uncle, my grandmother died. Then my daughter was in a terrible accident and broke her neck and broke her back. Like, who the fuck? Like, it was just, and this was like, when I say in a short amount of time, and through all of that, I was still hitting stages. I still wouldn't cancel a show. You know
Did
what
you
saying?
Feel like that was like your life raft?
Your outlet.
Like, let me go do this just for a moment. Like I don't scoping, have to think about
a coping
this.
Mechanism.
To this day, I think that's still my thing. You know, I keep busy. I when the holidays come up, you know, I gotta be at a show. I gotta be on somebody's stage. The more time that I'm alone is when I think about it.
And where you from?
Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm from Jersey. You know, so I realized that when I'm faced with being alone, like when my daughter and everybody leave the house and I'm in the house by myself, I'm in there like, oh shit, because now I'm forced to think about it. If
See,
I drive
I don't like
home,
silence. Yep. I gotta always have music
yes,
playing.
Yes. If I'm driving home, I gotta call somebody on my way home.
When I try to Uber, I'm like, turn on the radio, play some music. Mm-hmm. That I don't like silence. Yep. That's when the shit comes. Yep.
So comedy is literally, you know, my outlet. You know, and I'm like you. I've been on stage since I was 3, doing theater and stuff like that with my mom. You know what I'm saying? So everything that I do is really a reflection of her, and that's what keep me pushing. But I'm afraid to stop. I really am afraid to stop.
So, well, what would you stop for? Stop what?
Right. Because there's no plan.
Yes,
B for
it's
me.
Blood in, blood out. Like you can't stop.
That is,
And isn't it nice to see where Lunell is in her life to know that, like, these are the process that you had to go through to get here, to know that, like, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep going.
I've been watching Lunell since, forever.
Don't say that. You know,
it's a hamster wheel. You got to do like that, but every now and then you do got to jump off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where the vacation come in. Because even a hamster get tired, you know. We're not machines. We're real people. We're women. Mm-hmm. We need relationships. We need, even if it's just more material, you know what I'm saying? We need to do the girl thing.
Right.
Or else you get immersed in the guy thing.
Yeah, because this comedy world is very male-centric.
Yeah.
I will say, like, just even when I go places and I go to comedy shows all the time. A lot of times I'll be like, where's all the women at?
They have comedy shows that have 6 men on them.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 female.
But no. 6 men.
Oh, not even the 1 female.
No, not even the 1 female. They have comedy shows that have 6 men. But your audience is male and female.
Right.
So why don't you have a representative for a female? But the females are so used to seeing men, they don't even buck about that.
Right.
They don't even fight for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess that they've been getting away with it so long. Like, even if you walk down the street right now, in your city, you anywhere, you say, name your top 10 favorite comics. They're going to name 10 men.
Yeah. Wow.
You'd be like, well, what about some more? What about Wanda Sykes? What about Joan Rivers? Like, oh, yeah.
Because
we're the afterthought.
Yeah.
It's no shade.
Because they'll be like top 10 female comedians.
Right.
It's different than top 10. Comedians.
They can't name
top 10. Comedians automatically means men.
They can't name 10. Yeah. They can't name.
But see, that's the thing about, you know, Lunell is that she's considered a top comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they don't, in my little circle, what I hear, they don't really differentiate you and be like, top female. It's just like,
Lunell.
You have gotten to that point where they be like, Lunell.
Because with me having this residency in Vegas, which I'm the only female with a comedy residency in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the only black female, the
female,
only female.
Period.
So my audience is male and female, and they're tourists, and they're not just from around the block. So you have to make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a thing called being guy funny. Guy funny is when even guy, most of the time when guys come to comedy shows, they're drugged there by a girl, mm-hmm. especially if it's a female. But if you can get to a point where guys will come see you even without a bitch, that's guy funny. That's, you know, they want to hear you right. too. And that makes me very happy.
Right. Well, I love this. And I'm glad that you came today, Pam, because I knew this is, you know.
I probably don't got a job tomorrow, and I don't care. I had to fall down a flight of stairs. Tomorrow, I got to go to work in a neck brace, but I don't care.
Oh, God.
As soon as they said, they was like, Lunel, I was like, oh, fuck yes. I got to be here because I had to meet you. I met you some years ago at the comedy convention or the Comics Rock convention. And that was probably my first year in comedy.
Hope Flood does that.
Hope Flood. She's at Tina
the
Book. Graham.
She's in New York right now at the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
Right now.
So I'm not going to say I met you, but I saw you. In my mind, I was like, yeah, I met Lunel. But we were there and you were up on the stage and you had like, you know, did a set. And I was sitting here like, oh, shit. Back then, I was in my mind like, I made it because I am in a room with motherfucking Lunel.
I felt the same way when I was in the room with Wanda Sykes.
Right.
I felt the same way when I was in the room with Laura Hayes, mm-hmm. who was my peer and from
Oakland.
She was
there too.
Yeah.
Yep. So trust me, I'm in awe right now. Like, I'm keeping my cool because I'm trying to, you know, act
I
like,
receive that.
But I am like, as soon as these cameras go off, I'm going to be like,
and I'm sorry about your injuries.
Right.
Since she couldn't go to work.
Yeah.
Girl. Protect your neck. Protect your neck.
Well, you guys, she understands. Go to heylunel.com because she is on. You're actually going to be in Jersey. So that might be something.
At NJ Pack on the 10th.
Yeah, February 10th.
I love that you know the date. In the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
Only that one because I did a commercial for it today. So I don't even know what the date today is.
What's today? The 24th?
The 24th.
Yes. Okay. All right. But yeah, so I just am so happy that Lunel, you finally made it. She was good on her word. Because I was like, when are we going to get Lunel on lip service? And you said, I want to come do your nasty podcast.
Your nasty podcast. I love that.
And shout out to the team for making it happen, too. And really
and
following through.
Thank y'all for staying a little later. Because I know it's tardy, which I pride myself on not being that, but
no, we wasn't going.
A lot in.
We wasn't going nowhere.
Listen,
we sat right here and waited.
She was
patiently.
With Whoopi Goldberg earlier.
Right. Yes.
Tamara Hall.
I'm not mad at it. We feel important. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming through. This means
you
a lot
are
to
as
us.
Important as any of them.
Oh, thank you.
To me, I keep my word.
I appreciate you. We love you, Lunel, so much.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you, ladies. And I want to hear more about this bisexuality. Anyway.
I feel like she's about to.
I just want to talk to you.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want to hear some things.
Okay. She's about to be a unicorn. About to be a unicorn.
Right. And look, I got a show in Jersey. I'm actually headlining a one woman show in Jersey on March 16th.
That's
so
fear.
I'm giving away tickets. So if y'all
where's
watching
it, can I have that?
Yes. It's in South Orange, New Jersey.
That's where my parents live.
A one-woman show.
Yes.
I'm bringing the family.
If y'all watching.
Support.
We y'all want to come to the show, shoot me, DM me and say lip service. I got about 5 sets of tickets. That's 10 tickets I'm giving away. So check my Instagram. @IAM_JustPam. Follow me, DM me, lip service. And I'm going to shoot y'all some tickets.
Oh, no. We buying tickets, too. Hey, South Orange. Shout out to everybody at Columbia High School.
Yes.
We outside, baby.
J-U-S or J-U-S-T?
J-U-S-T.
Okay. @IAM_JustPam.
All right. Damn. See, you could memorize your lines. You just got it.
I got to remember. I told my assistant.
No, you said she
memorized that.
Write that down. What was that line? Oh, that was
line.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.